Welcome back to the Black Art Podcast with me, Lloyd Barnes.
Hey, Jake Keane.
Yeah.
Wow, first time I've used my surname.
Is it? Jake Keane. Yeah. You're the type of kid that had like three surnames growing up, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Not by choice. It was just, you know, when you're raised in the international drug trade, you have to have three different passports.
Who was it that is it Michael McIntyre, the comedian, that said, or was it Kevin Bridges that said you could always tell the kids from the estate in school had come back? The kids from upper class would come back with a new backpack after the summer, and the estate kids would come back with a new surname.
That's not,
I can make that joke because I don't even have a dad, so I'm fully with you.
That's fair, dude. It's fair. It's episode 28. Episode 28, and already Lloyd is distracted by his phone. We're a week late, sadly, but there's good reason, which we won't even bother going into. I don't think it's worthwhile.
No, it's a long-winded reason. Episode 28, that's my lucky number, all one of them.
Is it? Amazing. But so we're officially past the 27 club. Wasn't sure if we were going to make it past the 27 club.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I don't know whether I was going to make it, you were going to make it. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, it's been choppy waters, but we're all good. We're happy. We're smiling.
This is our daily dose of creative therapy.
Yes, exactly. And hashtag I think last episode, you went out of your way to describe the podcast at the very start, and I was very, very confused because we've never done that. And you made a good point. For some people, they might have just insanely decided to start listening in this episode. But if you have started listening this episode, then you should probably know that this is a virtual retreat into creativity.
Yeah, this is like a yoga retreat for all things creative. And by all things, we mean simply just magic tricks.
Yes, magic, mentalism, mysticism, the dark arts.
Well, as is tradition, just for people who are new listeners, we don't really tend to start the podcast off with 20 minutes of talking about how's your life. And this, we are not qualified to talk about well-being and how to get better and things like that. And also, I don't think you really care, because who does? But what we do care about is creativity. So let's just jump straight into some jam set. It's basically you guys get to be a fly on the wall of creative jamming again with two magicians that have two varying interests in magic, but we both share the same common theme of we love magic that feels real. So that means that, like, we love worker tricks and things, but this podcast is dedicated to the tricks that take time to set up, the tricks that have the long payoffs, the trick or the long setups for the big payoffs, and also creating moments of magic. So by saying that, what you mean is if you're going to do an ambitious card routine, why not create some sort of ritual around it by sprinkling a line of salt in a circle around you? It sounds crazy to say out loud, but bear with us, because you can take it if you're willing to perform a piece of magic, but actually turn it into something special, then you can just move beyond, or at least create those memories to people where they don't bundle you in with just a cheap party trick. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that this is what we're interested in on this podcast.
Yep. I for one class myself as a cheap party trick, so I'm definitely not against it. But you're right, this podcast does kind of tend to lean more towards the madness as opposed to the method. Although we do sometimes come up with some pretty cool methods.
Dude, I'm still blown away by the guy, Skull and Bongs on Instagram, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Who listened to the episode about the chain. So we were talking about, wouldn't it be dope to take a chain link necklace and tie a knot in it? And then you, like a skipping rope between each hand, you spin the chain around and that knot becomes a ring. And quite literally, you tie the knot with a ring as if getting married. We kind of jammed it and then he went off and with his own handling, did it, because we only had it in theory. And the way the guy does it on Instagram is it looks like real magic. It's unbelievable. It just goes to show that, like, sometimes us two fat idiots, well, I'm fat. You're not. As two idiots sitting here, can sometimes actually create something legit. Or not, we didn't create it. We can't take credit for it, but at least inspire something legit.
Yes, he did mention afterwards that the specific handling was influenced by another release. So I can't remember what it is, and I've just went to log in on my phone to the
Maybe
Blackout
sick
Instagram.
By that... Sean Fields in a way, because you know, just for the way the ring would drop into view.
Potentially, he did message the Instagram and say, but I can't get onto it right now. Well, we will check another time.
So with that being said, we had a couple of ideas for talks of what we want to talk about in this episode. You kind of had some written down, didn't you?
Did I?
Did you have some themes written down? Well, one thing that's happened is that you lost your notebooks, in a way, your digital notebooks. And we've talked about how that could actually be, because you were at first quite bummed about it, but how it can be quite empowering to have that.
I'm still very much depressed. Back up your iCloud, people. Get insurance on your phone.
Yeah, dude, but, that's tragic.
You know, it is what it is. And there's, I mean, sometimes it sounds like a bit of a cop-out when people say stuff like this, but oh, how freeing.
Well, do you know what? I've had it with hard drives. I had a hard drive get wiped recently. I batch filmed a bunch of stuff and I don't even know how it got wiped, but I lost everything. And in a way it was quite good because it allowed me to sort of, do you know, sometimes when you start, I'm guessing you more so me with this, but I imagine with writing, I found myself, like, for example, with my YouTube channel, I found myself creating videos to a certain style that I developed. So for example, like the intro would be a certain way, then my talking heads would be a certain way, the tricks would appear a certain way. And because I'd found that rhythm and all the files I had to go with it would all, like, it was easier to drop in a certain style of font and this and that my videos ended up becoming formulaic, but I actually felt like being more creative with them. But because it was the easy option, because I had the hard drive there with everything on, I kind of went with it. And then when I lost all the information and I'd start again from fresh, it meant that, like, with the title animation, I know this is a bit like not magic, but like the animations that I made for my titles and the fonts that I was using, even though I could get the fonts again, it just allowed me, it was just as easy to find a different one than it was to try and hunt down the original one. In fact, it was easier. And it meant that I could just sort of take all the knowledge I'd built up and the experience I'd built up making videos a certain way, but instead of using the old tools I had, I now had to literally have fresh tools. And it really helped me, I think, just like improve it overall. So I don't know if you feel like that with your notes, if you'd started writing in a certain style and kind of got stuck in it because it wouldn't fit the rest of the theme, or I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, when I knuckle down to start work, and I do have a bad habit of falling into this style of writing that maybe I've spent the last year writing in. When I worked like super, super full time as a copywriter, I got stuck in this rut working on micro copy, which was just tiny sentences for posters and adverts. And then when I got the next job in for a full video script for a commercial, I found it really hard to write in full sentences without this snappy short. It's good to keep varied, and if you find something you're good at, like, by all means carry on doing it, but do experiment with some other things as well, because otherwise you're gonna corner yourself, you're gonna cage yourself.
It's good. So with that being said,
which you've said three times so far.
That being said, we need to start. We need to jam an idea. Was there an idea in that notebook, or just the concept of an effect, a plot line that maybe you would like to reapproach, or should we just go for something new? Was there any questions to go over on tricks or ideas?
Quite possibly. Before we get started proper, just for the benefits of the listeners of this podcast and the benefits of the listeners of the Magic Podcast, please, God, turn off your Discord notifications.
Me?
Yes.
Are they popping up now?
That's all I can hear.
I'm not getting any. It's not coming through on my side.
Well,
crazy. I'm not hearing any of those, but I just closed Discord. My apologies. My apologies. I couldn't even hear them, so I didn't know they were coming up.
No, it's all good. I'm sure that you will be forgiven. Don't worry. You know, the worst thing is I've just opened the notes on this old phone. And I was like, oh, I'll just check my notes to see what I've written. Obviously, there are no notes.
This, oh yeah, because are you locked out your iCloud?
Yes, I'm locked on my iCloud. Don't remind me. I'm
That,
still
right,
depressed.
okay. That's an effect, isn't it? Like, should we talk about how an effect like, do you know, actually, I don't think we've ever discussed this effect. This plot, surprisingly, which is the phone pin divination.
Right, yeah.
For I actually don't think there's anyone that really hates that plot. Maybe it's a bit overused by
Yeah.
magicians or talked about amongst magicians or mentalists, but I really do think, and I've performed it quite a lot, that I really do think it is a really powerful effect. There's something about it, even because it is magic in a way, but it's also surprising. Like it's,
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? Like some tricks are magical, but they're not surprising, right? Like, oh, that's
Yeah.
amazing. How did he do that? Like dealing the four aces. You tell him most of the time you're going to do it before you do it, right? Even though that's a
Yeah.
gambling stunt. But there isn't, when you do it, people always sort of doubt you can do it. And then it
Yeah.
happens.
It is an interesting one as well. I spent a solid like 6 or 7 months just performing one specific pin divination, and it's got a built-in tempo to it. There's a built-in structure to it. It's so good. Because pressing those individual keys and watching their face as you
Boom,
slowly get
boom,
each and every
boom,
single one correct. Oh,
boom.
that is beautiful. And regardless of the method, whatever the method is, it is a fun routine.
What method? Was it your own method, or did you use? Because I've used Iron Lock Your Mind in the past. I've used Pete Turner's one, which is a bit wordy. Like it's a bit of mental gymnastics you've got to perform to
Yeah.
get there, but it does work.
Yeah, I've stuck to the most basic. I can't actually remember whose method it is. It involves something else on the spectator's phone that you can access.
Okay.
And
Oh, okay.
I don't really know how much more I can say. Something that you can access when their phone is locked.
I know there's certain things like the medical info and stuff, or their
Right,
bank
right.
card 4 digits.
No, it's the
Oh.
I don't know if you could I can't remember whose it is, so I don't know if I can say it.
Oh, right. So what? Something you can access.
Oh, I will very, very
Show me on the
quickly
screen,
just
'cause I'll know
I will
if
show
it's
you on the
in the
screen.
public domain or not.
Yeah. I will show you on the screen.
Oh, yes. So
Yes.
basically, is that another Peter version?
I think it might possibly be Pete Turner. So I used that for a solid couple of months. I've literally just gotten away with using senators. I
Yeah.
don't care.
You
It
know,
still works.
a really great one was from, and by the way, the Peter Turner one, I think it's safe to say it just uses the calculator on people's phones. That's quite
Yeah,
open
yeah.
to say. And I've seen Pete perform that a shitload. Like he does slay with that. I had a fascinating one years ago. So there's a guy called, and it's so funny this topic comes up, a guy called Olivier Bose from Spain. Or I think he's from Portugal, lives in Spain, something like that. He actually emailed me at midnight last night, just showing some love and support about everything that's been going on out of the blue. But it's funny, we talked about this because he released a pin code divination. Which is very similar to his star sign divination. Have you seen his star sign? There's only two star
I'm
sign
not too
divinations
sure
that
I
I would rave
have.
about. So this is so his the properest one, and I'm trying to think what the best way is to describe it without giving it away. But
Is it
this
the
is
one
this.
where the participant ascent gives you information that they don't realize they're
Okay,
giving?
let me perform it to you, and then I'm not divulging the method, but I remember. I remember talking to Madison about this. We were in Toronto. We were about to come home. We ended up sitting on a flight next to this like lawyer, and I was telling him about Olivier Bose's idea, and he seemed like, oh, you're interested. And then it ended up we were both jamming ideas. This solicitor, not lawyer, started chatting, and we started showing her magic. And this I got to do this there and then, and it nailed bang on. And I just remember, like, it was one of those moments where it's like you tell someone that maybe they don't think it would work because it's such a bold idea, and then I had it nailed. But basically, it looks like this. So imagine we haven't met, Jake, and then I would say to you, Jake, do you know do you know the star signs?
I
Yeah.
do, yes.
Not
Yes.
the Polish ones though, or the Romanian star signs. You don't think of
No,
those, do you? You use the other ones.
no.
Could you just name some as an example? So I know we're on the same page.
Scorpio, Libra,
Yeah.
Aries.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, because there's other ones in different like the other things. Okay. So I want you to think of what your star sign is. I'm gonna write down here. And we haven't met. We don't know each other. This, that, and the other. And then I would reveal to you. So I'm not gonna say how I would know what your star sign is, but is it, yeah? I'm doing a thing to him online. I don't kind of want to give you guys away the method, but it's that bold. The best thing is using some time misdirection in between it. Well, I tell you all of that because not long after he came up with that, he released a pin number divination, which is in the same vein. But what he'd do is he'd say to someone, "I want you to think of a pin number, and don't think of your own pin number, but make it." I won't give any more about it because it is his method. But the way he would say is like, "Look, I'm not going to reveal your pin number because then you'd have to go and change your phone code, and you might forget it, and your bank numbers. So you just think of a pin number, make it something, and then eventually you'd reveal it." And that's I've tried that twice, and it did work the two times. Although I did feel sketchy with it, much more sketchy compared with the compared to the star sign revelation, which does hit a lot.
There's a fun 2-digit divination. I think it's called Two Very Special Digits by Jose Prager. And I've used methods from that in other like variants of divinations as well. It's just it is
So,
fun to get the actual pin, but it's also just as easy to manufacture a pin. And it still looks just as good, kind of, depending on if there's dual reality at play.
well, here's
Because I
the
think,
thing.
yeah, go
Go
on.
on. No, yeah. If you manufacture, what was the word? Manufacture a pin? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
The thing is with that is that it makes great sense to not reveal somebody's actual PIN number,
Yeah,
because
yeah.
most people use a PIN number for their phone that will generally have some other private security usage for them, whether they use it for their credit, debit, bank statements, whatever, bank cards. So it does make a lot of sense. Say, listen, I don't actually want to reveal your PIN number because credit card fraud is rife for whatever reason. So would you mind creating one? And I suppose, I mean, maybe we can try and sort of go through this now and make one up on the spot. Because then I do want to come to the fact of that most people don't use a PIN. A lot of people use Face ID these days. So it does negate having it, but it is always so impressive. So let's imagine we're performing and I say, Jake, I'm going to attempt to reveal secure information about you, but I only want you to play along. So first of all, it's going to be your PIN number that I reveal, but not your actual PIN number because we're surrounded by people. Dangerous. Need I say more? Right. So at this point, I want you to create a PIN number. And I've always loved the hook of if I was to ask you all to think of a number between 1 and 10, most of you will think of 7. And I wonder if you can use that to start the hook off. So like, look, I want you to create a PIN number, but if I was to ask you to think of the first number between 1 and 10. You're probably going to think of 7. So I'm just thinking how that flows for me personally and what where I would say then. So instead of just thinking of a number that I could force you to think of, you're going to need to generate it based off of something I couldn't make you think of or couldn't find out about you. Does that sound at least believable to somebody? It
Yeah, I
does,
think
right?
it sounds believable. I mean, it's the same reason that we say to do a book test, you know. It's like this needs to be a completely random way. This is the fair way to do it.
Yeah. So, what are some interesting ways then to generate a number which I mean, you can do it with a calculator, but I feel like there's so many great methods. We would only be if we were to sit here and try and think of methods to do by generating on a calculator, they wouldn't be as good as the ones that are out there. But if we went into a bit of new blue ocean territory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I love? It isn't for workers, but I genuinely do love the kind of jazzing improv on the spot of actually working your way through something when it's a fairly prolonged routine. I don't mind just throwing things out there and trying to actually figure something out. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking a little bit earlier, okay, there's different ways you could kind of force someone's jump from something to a digit. Or if you had them think of the digit, force them to jump from the digit to something else that you could acquire. So, you know, if they wrote down 1, 2, 3, and then over a period of, you know, a couple of minutes or whatever, you're trying to divine those three digits. And you could say, well, think about the third digit, you know, think of it as a word. Okay, just take the first letter of this word and just paint a color on a canvas. You could kind of just spring your way back and forth through different things. You could have them write down, I don't know. I love that kind of actual on the spot. Crap, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, I like that too. My head was kind of going to along the lines of, and I hope people listening don't realize that underneath our idiotic exposures, we really are idiots. But I don't know, I'm thinking out loud, but what if it was something along the lines of you're going to create a PIN number based off of information I couldn't know about you. For example, I could hunt you down on Facebook, I could find out your date of birth. Chances are, for the average person, their PIN number is made up of date of birth. I could do this, I could do that. I could have you do some funny math calculation that always ends up the same. I really want this to be above board, but I don't want this to be something I could have known in advance. So maybe for the first letter, I want you to consider and think about how many keys are on your keychain. I haven't seen it. I don't know. Which, of course, is something I could find out.
Yeah.
But it sounds right. Yeah. Maybe it's, think to yourself, how many cups of coffee have you had today? Right? Mm-hmm. So say the first number is going to be consisting of how many keys are on your keychain. Second one would be how many cups of coffee you've had. Third number would be how many times have you left the UK this year? Oh, no, because that's not, I don't know. But I'm just trying to think of things that are not just like, they don't sound crazy or really contrived. Like, right, my first is in canoe, but my second's in telephone. You know what I mean? But also stuff which is quite fun for them to think about. Well, not fun, but it gets them hooked a little bit.
Yeah, and this is also fun as a performer because I love acquiring and then shelving little bits of information like that. And the fact that someone could be clearing out their pockets of their coat, briefly take their keys out, and you see that there's three on and think, I'll remember that for in half an hour when I want to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, because if you're at a bar, for example, no, I wouldn't say bar because you ideally wouldn't want this person to be doing this, but you could say, like, think about how many drinks you've had tonight.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering if there's a theme here.
Mm-hmm.
Not a theme. I wonder if there's an exploitation zone here. For example, if there's certain things that everybody does very close to the same amount. Like, I don't know. I literally have no idea, but I would assume, are you a coffee or tea drinker?
Coffee.
Coffee. If I was to guess, ballpark, how many coffees you'd had today, I would assume two or three.
Okay.
Two or three. But I'm not going to say 10 or 9. It's going to be a lowish number, right? You can say, because I'm not going to reveal it.
Yeah, I had two today. It's usually three, so.
Yeah, two or three. I'm guessing when it comes to keys on a set of house keys, you've probably got three.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the amount of times you've left the UK this year would be zero.
No, I've been to Wales a couple of times.
That's the UK, you idiot. When did you go to Wales this year?
None of your business.
What?
Am I not allowed to have a life outside of this podcast, Lloyd?
I feel like you've cheated on me. Wait, this is much more revealing than
I live right next to the border of Wales. I'm obviously going to travel a little bit.
It doesn't. Yeah, all right. Your border town mafia.
Just Snowdonia and those areas not count as real Wales, do they?
Well, there's not
no true Welshman.
No, you're not. I'll be honest with you, right? Okay. And then, okay, but you see what I mean, where I'm going with this. I hope people that are listening can see that I'm not absolutely that thick. But those questions seem really fair. And then if you were to look back over them, like, so say it's what could be the fourth number? Let's say it's what's something that everyone's done? Everyone, you know, they're going to do no more than three times, no less than three times, for example. Or maybe seven things, seven.
everything I can think of, I can't voice.
Like sugars in the tea, that can only be 0, 1, 2. I do know some people that have like four. My uncle has four sugars.
Yeah, I know some degenerates. Right. Okay. What about? Oh no, that wouldn't work.
I mean, you could say something like,
how many people have you texted today?
I was going to say something like that. Or can you remember how old you were when you had your first kiss? Because pretty much guaranteed they're going to be in their teens.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, if you think about that, if you say, look, think about when you had your first kiss. If that's a single-digit number, think of it as a single-digit. If it's a two-digit number, think of the first digit. Now you know it's a one.
Yeah, that works.
You know what I mean? So it could be like this, right, Jake? So, all right, think about your first kiss. If it's a two-digit number, just think of the first digit. If it's a one, think single digit, you know, and if it, whatever. And you can even reframe it and say they could have had the choice of either way around or the full thing. They say, how many cups of tea you've had today or coffee? How many times, how many keys you have on your keychain? And lastly, let's say, how many times have you left the country this year?
Okay, yeah.
And also, you said you left. I said, how many times have you left the UK? Wales is in the UK.
You've already established that I'm an idiot. Let's not push this.
All right, okay. No, okay. I was just questioning myself. So there, the PIN number would be 1, 2, 3, 0.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it would be, depending on whatever the other questions are for the person, it wouldn't be far off that for everyone.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where it's worth a punt.
It would be worth a punt. And if you're off by one, you could say, I think I'm going to be off by one here. You know, which is...
Yes. Dude, you can always have a billet with off by one in a pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally, exactly. But wait there. So what's that number? 1, 2, 3, 0. Mate, you could print something with a house number on it. 1,000. Say it's a house number or whatever it's going to be, right? Mate, there's only a few options it can really be.
Yeah.
Right? Someone's first kiss, unless they have one from the age of 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. With their, you know... But their first, say first proper kiss, unless they're from the age of 9, it's going to be, and you say, look, just use if it's a two-digit number, just use the first one. If it's a single-digit number, use the single digit on its own. Frame that. How many cups of coffee have you had today? And then how many keys on your keychain? That one could probably be changed to something a bit more specific, but most people have a front door, a mother's house or a father's house.
Yeah.
And one other key, you know, like a car or backdoor key or something. Mm-hmm. But I would guess it's in the region of 3 to 4. But it could be another question, which is a bit more general. Like, imagine, I want you to imagine knocking on my... Right, Jake, imagine coming to my house and knocking on my door. Imagine how many knocks you do on that front door.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Or is it?
Three.
Three or four, right? So imagine you have, say, four or five outs of a house, a front door that has the number... 1, 3, 3, 3, and then one, two, whatever. It can't be that many. But now that turns it could be a punt that everyone says the same, but to have something tangible printed as proof, it changes it a lot, I think.
Like what do you think is the most interesting reveal to have printed?
It would have to
and,
be based
and
upon...
would it have to be thematic?
Yeah, because it would probably be good to tie it in. Well, really, what are you feeling when you hear these questions? You know? So, okay, let me... Either you say them to me and I'll tell you what I sort of feel from the theme, or vice versa.
Okay. Lloyd, we're going to create a 4-digit PIN code because I don't want to give away your actual PIN code and expose you. So we're just going to create these digits on the fly. For the first digit, I want you to imagine, I don't know, how many cups of coffee or tea you've had today. Are you a coffee or tea drinker?
Coffee drinker.
Okay.
Okay, oh, got that in my head.
Amazing. For the second digit, I want you to imagine, how many keys you've got on your key ring.
Okay.
Okay, these questions might seem a bit nebulous, but they're helping me figure you out along the way.
Yeah.
For the third
great,
digit.
Great word.
What?
Great word, nebulous.
For the third digit, I want you to imagine, how many times have you left the UK this year?
Okay.
Okay. For the fourth digit, I don't know. Imagine when you had your first kiss. If it's a single digit, use that single digit. If it's two digits, use the first digit.
Okay.
You should have a 4-digit number in your head right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I definitely got the order wrong when I was asking the questions, but that's okay.
No, 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 it's good. It's kind of good that you did the last one like that because you can only...
Yeah. So I actually forgot the order I asked them in. And I'm looking for a pen to write it, but... Well, it doesn't matter. By any chance, was the number, the pin that you're thinking of?
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write down my number so I can turn it around to you. Okay. Ooh. Did you do the coffee? It was coffee and tea first, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You exposed me for the terrible mentalist I am because I literally can't remember the questions I've just asked.
It was coffee. It was coffee, keys. Maybe there's a good mnemonic.
Oh my God. Well. Coffee, key, kiss, country. No, coffee, key, country, kiss.
Coffee, key, country, kiss. Oh my gosh. That's the name of our band, dude.
Hell yeah.
Language, sex, violence, other. Okay, ready?
Okay. Yes. Okay, I'm ready. I think that you're the type of person, now that I've got to know you a little bit through these strange questions. For some reason, I've got the 4 digits in my head of 3301.
What was it?
3301.
Oh, mate, it was off by one. It was 2311.
Oh, damn it. But there's enough there to work with, right?
There's enough there to work with. Because what you can do is say, look, like, you could maybe even show a red herring. I performed this last week to a certain friend, and the number is like, same questions. It was five, blah, blah, blah. He was a caretaker, so he had nine keys. Yeah. He traveled a lot, so it was, because it does seem quite fair, but generally, 2301 what did you say? 2301 or
3301. But also, the thing is, where there's a question where there could be like one of it, it's almost always going to be one or two numbers. You can always do the old ploy of crossing one of them out and writing the other number, and you're like, I should have stuck with my original answer.
What you could do is this, is you could say, imagine, so if I did it to you, right, Jake, I want you to imagine how many cups of coffee you've had today.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that number. Next number is going to be how many keys you have in your keys.
Yeah.
Now think about how many times you've left the UK this year.
Okay.
And lastly, think about the age you were when you had your first proper kiss. Okay. If that's a 2-digit number, you probably have a 5-digit number in mind now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll do that. Yeah. I don't actually, whatever the last digit is, drop it. We'll just use the 4.
Yeah.
And now I could say, you have a unique PIN number here, right? Now I'm not going to reveal that. But just imagine scrambling the numbers that you have there. There's four different numbers. I'm going to just read them. I'm going to name them out to you. There's actually a doubler in here, yeah?
And no.
Okay, sorry. Let me try this. There's a zero, a one, a three, and a two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that could kind of work, right?
It could totally work. That's cool. That's really cool. Do you think that having someone write the digits as you ask the question is, even though that's not the method, that they would think them writing the digits is the method? Because if you're performing it to someone, they might not be able to keep these four digits in their head whilst you're asking questions.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I feel like, because that's what I was doing, I was having to go back and ask myself the question to think of what the first number was and the second.
That's a really good point, but it also made me think of that if you, because you will always know that last number,
yeah,
is a one, you could have four pieces of little billet paper. So I'm just going to write these numbers down one by one.
Yeah.
Okay. So think about the first number. Okay. What is it? Boom. I put down the number one because we know it's the last one.
Yeah.
I put that in there. What's the second number? Boom. What's the third? Boom. What's the fourth? Done. You pick them up, you accidentally drop the bottom card. You're like, oh, sorry, just drop that. Here we go. And then deal it out.
Easy peasy.
Super clean. You've got all four numbers written down.
That's pretty cool.
I kind of like the flow of it, right? Like, it's just really, as long as, like you said,
I think
they remember.
Yeah, I like the flow of it. I like the, you can say, this is so that the numbers are random, but it's also like, this is so that I can get to know you. This is that I can figure you out.
That's what it was missing. Yeah, that's what it was missing. It's so I can get to know you.
It's getting inside your head. Okay.
You could say, look, most people will generally think of a PIN number based off of analog information, dates of birth, certain mainly dates of birth, but like certain lucky numbers or ages they were. It's mostly all PIN numbers are created by stuff which is fairly generic. So I actually want you to create a security code that's based off of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Very simply, if you're a coffee or tea person, think about how many coffees you drink a day. You know, second question, if depending on what you do for a living and how many places you go, think about how many keys you keep on your keychain. Do you go to many offices? You know, maybe that's a ridiculous one, but I hope people can see that these questions are not set in stone. Next question would be, think about how many times you've left the country this year. And if it's none, maybe as well here, you can do things to qualify the answer. Not qualify, but you can say to them, like a question that will make them have a weird reaction, as if to say,
okay,
behind your back, count with your fingers how many times you've been abroad this year. And if they go, then you know zero, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. But you could, as you're supposedly divining it, you get to the third number or whichever order it comes in, and you're pretty sure it's going to be zero, but you can't be sure. Ask them to imagine the number. Okay. Imagine that you can see an animal that begins with the same letter as this number. And what am I seeing? Is it black and white? Yeah. Okay. It's okay. I've got it.
Zebra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
you know, I used to try and think about number forces all the time in ways with stuff which was completely universal. And I always remember there was one that I could never get out of my head. And this is like literally, this is going to expose to everyone that just really how stupid I am. But I could never shake the idea of saying it to someone, I want you to imagine a table and count how many legs it's got, right? It could be any table you want. But that was where my head was at in terms of like the phrasing of it.
Lloyd, imagine the year you were born. Okay.
Okay.
Just imagine it in your head. Yeah, we're only going to use the first two digits of this.
See,
one nine.
I'm absolutely positive that there are things out there that sound that are universally identical or to an extent, but sound like they're not. Like, you know, those facts, you know, can you believe that? Whatever, I can't think of, well, if I knew one, I'd be using it for a fucking force. But there are facts, you know, where you're like, can you believe that everyone does the same thing? You know, the tip of your, from the tip of your thumb to the mid knuckle of your thumb is apparently always exactly 1 inch, right?
Yeah.
So you could, for example, you could say, I want you to go measure the tip of your thumb.
Oh my.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't realize stuff like that. Not like that is a really bad example, but stuff like that.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. People will usually round up when they're measuring their body parts.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm terrible at it. I was a full 9.5.
There is always going to be little things out there like that. Not like that. Little things that you can take advantage of. And when you find something like that, it is so much fun. Even just you saying then about the number of keys on your key ring, I was like, dude, everyone's got three.
It's got to be three, right? Except my uncle, he was like a manager of like a bunch of sports pavilions sort of thing. So he would always have like 30 odd. But you can just throw those red herrings out there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but there's got to be some like pretty generic and universal questions. Like, you know, I'm assuming nobody... I know like McKinnon and you sort of have a ton of coffees every day, but the average person, and if they get it wrong, right, then you can just wash it away and go for another testing method. Because maybe it's like, let's say the number that you're thinking of happens to be 9872.
Yeah.
You can just go, okay, I was way off with that, but these numbers do tell me something, do tell me a lot about who you are. And you can just not frame it as a miss. You can just say, fantastic. I was trying to see if you were a normal thinking person, but you really have an amazing outlook or way about you. And we're going to use, you know, and then you can just go into something else with it.
I've got a way that you could, you could wash away if you got it wrong. And the way that would be is if divining the number wasn't like the end goal. So if you said to someone, just write down a location, write down a location on a billet, whatever, we hide it away. I want you to imagine that you're taking an imaginary phone and snapping a picture of this location.
Yeah.
And then lock the phone and we're going to create the digit. We're going to create the pin for this phone. So the end goal is to get inside this imaginary invisible phone to see what picture they've taken, which you can already have with a simple peek. If you do manage to get their four digits, then you say, okay, I can open this invisible imaginary phone. Oh, you took a picture in Paris. That's strange.
What?
If you didn't, you say, okay, well, you know, I know you're a little bit better now. Can you open the phone for me? Look at it. Oh, you took a picture in Paris. That's weird.
Wait. So you peek the Paris thing and then that's where you go to. Oh, yes. Ah, oh, that's good.
Because if they have a pin, then that necessitate there has to be something that they're protecting with this pin.
Love that.
Otherwise, what's
I
the point?
Love that. Oh, mate, that just gave me an idea, and it's completely went in and straight out. Oh no, okay. You are about creating a pin to look at the phone. Maybe think of this in a visual context.
Yeah.
And it's more of a reveal than anything. But do you remember, like, imagine Pac-Man?
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking of a way to make it easier for them to recall or remember. Now, this isn't very good. This isn't very like cool thing, but imagine there's like a, it sounds so crazy, but a square grid. Okay. Well, just a 9x9 grid.
Yeah.
And you basically just start them at any point, or maybe they start in the bottom left corner. And it's basically along those. Look, think about how many coffees you've had today. If it's coffee, move up as many squares as you've had. If it's tea, go right. And then for how many times you left the country, blah, 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 blah. And I know there's a way you can do, well, there is a force for that always, right? Left and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just, but I don't know. I don't know why that's come into my head, but there is something about it. I don't know.
That's cool. That's cool. And you know, someone probably a lot smarter than either of us could figure out a way where the variables where there's only one digit difference wouldn't matter, using like it wouldn't matter to the end result.
Realistically, right? Let's say this: if the last number is always one, and that could be off by one as well, right? Then it's and the other numbers, unless they are somebody who travels a lot, which you could when you meet them, hey, what you do for a living? I work in XYZ. Unless they are someone like I was, who would travel every bastard week, then leaving the UK is never going to, I mean, rarely be more than three per year for the average person, right? So say it's three on that. The house keys one is a bit ugh, like some people could have a bunch, but I'd say you're within a range of like five, especially if you cancel out a car key. Right. So say think about how many keys you have, not your car, but like how many keys you have, like and you get then you throw in there, oh, you know, my uncle has an eight or something. So I'd say the range of that is five tops. Or four. I'd go four just to be safe, right? So the last one's always going to be one. The house key one will be one of four. The cups of coffee and tea per day, I would say no more than three. If you depending on the time of day you perform it too. You know
That's
if
a
it's
good
later on in
point.
the afternoon, you could hedge your bets and go for one more. And
I mean,
then.
and there's also, you know, whilst you're asking these questions, you can be in the moment that you're looking for prompts. You're looking for someone, you know, looking up and counting. If they'd only had one or two, they probably wouldn't need to do that.
So
You're looking for little
really,
tells.
well, there's a way to work this out, right? I did this before when I worked out there was a trick that Illusionist ended up putting out after I quit there, using the credit card. And I, because it obviously it was not obviously, but I don't even know if they credit me on it, but it was the think of a number and see if it's in the first, second, third, or fourth batch of numbers on our debit card. It was using the binary thing. I'm obsessed with all that stuff. And the way I worked it out was just literally in notes. But the only way to do it quickly is the combination. So the last number is always going to be one, right? So it's only, it can, the combination could be 111, 112, 113. Then it can be in the batches of, let's say, 211, 2, oh, would it be, yeah, 212, and then 213. Is it?
Tantalizing audio for the
I
audience.
know. And then there's 311312. I'm probably looking at that. It's probably a way faster method too.
Think this is an
Three.
Azealia Banks song.
I actually got a reference for once.
All
And
right, Captain
then
America.
I don't think I will. And then again, so then it'd be 121. Oh yeah, there actually is quite a lot looking at it. One, one, two, three, one, two. And then there's one. Yeah, so with that being
Where's Rich
said,
Relish when you need him?
oh yeah, he's a juicy little guy straight away.
So there is a fairly broad
Yeah, some of
spectrum
them
of numbers.
two. One, I've done that. 212, that's been done. 222, 223. Just get less
Well,
than less.
while Lloyd is counting, go check out
823.
www dot theblackartco.com. There's some cool
3,
t-shirts, man.
1, 332, 333. That's it, right. What I've got here is, and I'm probably wrong, 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 6, 9, 12, 14, 16, 17. There's 17 outs unless some mad fucker has four cups of tea a day. Which is not a whole lot, but I reckon if with by changing one of the questions to something a lot more surefire. So if one of them was another force, right?
Well, I
Then
mean, yeah, we're definitely not set on these questions. And I mean, there's a whole lot of variables that you've got to consider, because there could be questions that you can't ask to someone over a certain age, because this it's just going to be, you're not going to be able to ascertain. And I mean, you know, if you're performing to certain age groups, they might just literally
Well, the thing is, right,
want to consider.
say it is 70 notes, just to be on, and if any number has a four in it, then I have to go back to the drawing board. But if let's say it's 17 notes, yeah. When I used to have a wallet, I don't use my wallet anymore. When I used to have a wallet, I did have a, I don't know if you do it, but I did used to keep a bunch of business cards that people would give me, just. Who doesn't? And what you could do is if you knew the number they had before revealing it, right? Say you had 17 different business cards, like 17 different designs, and each one of them had a phone number on it, and the last four digits of the phone number were the same as the outs, one of each out. So one could be a painter and decorator's business card, one could be, I always used to have taxi business cards from New York. One could be taxis, one could be anything, magicians. So then you somehow ask them what the number is, you pull out your business card. Now, this doesn't make a lot of sense, but the business card could t obviously tie in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but
But
I
the
mean,
last four numbers could be.
I mean, you could easily do, you could ask them, you know, I've gotten to know you a little bit better. Do you have a business card? No, okay. Just sometimes when I perform this to people, I like to take the business card as a little bit of a memory. This is the last guy I performed it to, Derek the Builder.
Oh, and hit, and maybe on the back of that num on the back of that card, you write a big random number. So it's like 9827. You say, "Oh, look, I just want to show you something. The last time I performed this was to Derek the Builder. His number was X, da, 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 da. The reason was we worked on a building site. They drank cups of tea like fish. He had keys to every job they were on. He did this and that. So this was his unique number, and I nailed it, or whatever you say. Leave that in full open view on the table. Now it's strange that you said this because your number is this, and ironically, the last four digits of his phone number is your PIN.
I mean, would polish up the script in a little, but yeah,
Oh,
I think that's
you'd
pretty
have to come in
cool.
and do the hard work on that then.
What'd you say?
You'd have to come in and do the absolute hard work on it, but
Oh, the Jake work. I think that's really cool.
yeah,
And you know,
I kind of like that, right?
yeah, ever since you put out those your Blackpool lecture notes, there was one effect in there that kind of involved this piggybacking between this is the previous person I performed this on, and I love that kind of I don't know, I love that kind
Bringing
of connection.
continuation.
Yeah, like a continuation. It's like the endless loop.
It's kind of like that, in a
Sisyphus.
way, like Derek Delgadio's book that was passed on to someone every day, you know, same thing. Yeah,
Exactamundo.
but dude, you know what? That actually is kind of cool. We're gonna create a PIN number based off your who you are, not analog information about you. Very simply, think about how many cups of coffee or tea you've had today. Then think about how many keys you have, how many times you've left the country this year, and the last number, make it the age you were when you had your first kiss. And then you say, okay, if by the way that was a two-digit number, just if you've now got a five-digit number in mind, just cut it down to four. Okay. So that sounds casual.
I love that.
And now you say, so you have a number. Maybe at this point, you say, look, write that number down, as maybe they write it down as you do it, and you can get a peek. Because you have outs, the peek doesn't really matter, right? So you get your peek information now. The peek can be used in the same wallet as you have the business cards in. So they put, say, place this in the front here. And actually, I'm going to take out the person's card that I last performed this to. Boom, done.
Dude, sorry. If this is someone who actually does have their own business card, which a decent amount of people do, that gives this presentation gives you a reason to put their business card in your wallet and get the peek, which is what people always bring up about peeks. Why are you taking the card from them, putting it in your wallet? That's the reason. Look, I'm not going to look. I'm putting this in my wallet because I take people's business cards with their number, their PIN, and I put it in. Just to
Oh,
show you, here's the last person who I had.
I keep them. Yeah, I keep them. If I get them right, I keep them.
There's the justification. That's the reason that you're putting the bloody business card in your peak wallet. Sick. Sick.
Holy suck potato chips. Dude, I would literally... This would be... This is something that I would... What I would do with this is I would make a wallet specific. Not make a wallet. I'd probably get another wallet, a peak wallet. I like the Nexus. I think I could fit 17, but I would use... I've got a... Whatever, but I'd have one wallet that I just keep at home that I could just put in my pocket to perform this.
Yeah. And it, you know, to some people, business card holders are vanity. For me, it isn't. I keep other people's business cards.
Oh, mate. If you get the number completely wrong, you can, because you know it, you don't even have to reveal the phone number. You just now reveal the number that you peaked.
Yeah.
So say they put down 5551, 55555.
Yeah.
They don't even know you've peaked it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, this is sick. Should we just not put out this podcast and sell it instead? No, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. Okay.
If you design 17 business cards with the 17 outs on it, I'm sure the listeners of the podcast would absolutely pick up a batch, you know? I want to say pick up a penguin. Remember those?
Pick up a penguin.
Delicious.
Nah, hell no. We ain't selling Jack.
Nah, mate, anyone can go. Hey, guys, you can all go and make this. Just, I would like you to make me some.
Okay. Because I've got nothing else going on in my life, Lloyd, I'll go make 17 business cards for 17 fictional characters.
The thing is, you really only have to make like the same design 3 times because they're not going to go through all 17 in your wallet, realistically, are they? Jake's just tapping himself on the forehead like, oh my God, of course.
Hell yeah. Okay, I'll make that and I'll share it in the Facebook group. So everyone go join that. Literally just search the Black Art Podcast on Facebook.
Yes, yeah, because and the thing is as well, you could put like if there's 4 sections of the wallet, you know, well, what have I got here? This is broken up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's in, I got it in 7 little sections 111, 1121, blah blah blah. I'll text these to you now, actually, if you want them.
I don't have a phone, so you can't text them to me. Sorry.
I'll Instagram them to you. but I can't see my URL bar. but you could put like my wallet's got 4 separate sections in, so I could put either I could split them into 4 sections instead of 7, so group them together, or put 2, 1 in my ID window area, or 3 in my ID window, and then chunks of 4, something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna create these business cards and I'll put them onto like an A4 piece of paper. So that someone can print it out on card at their home and cut it themselves.
Yeah, and just make sure you put like a back on it as well, so it's double-sided, so they can... Well, no, you don't want a back on it, do you?
No, because you're writing random numbers on the back.
Dude, there are business card templates all over the internet. Just get 3 of them and then put the last 4 digits.
That's what I'll do. That's exactly what I'll do.
Mate, this is an actual effect.
Hell yeah. What's this it called?
Coffee.
No. Like the universal number, what's it called?
I don't know. Let's have a, if people like it and they're listening, maybe give us some name suggestions for this trick.
Oh hell yeah, please do.
In the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah, me too.
Shit.
Me too. Well, I gotta say, we're about an hour in, and like, I genuinely have to go. Kaylee is Kaylee is waiting to put the baby to bed.
No worries. But, very, very quickly before we go, did you have anything else to say?
I don't think so. Is there anything? Any questions from viewers?
We did have one question from a guy on Instagram who is absolutely amazing, and you should definitely go follow at Nick Magic.
I think N-I-C-K his name is Nick, or
N-I-K? N-I-C-K Magic. He got a good username.
That's really good username.
Nick Carpach. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced, but he's a lovely guy, and he's literally listened to this podcast the whole time we've been doing it. He's just moved over to London from Ukraine. And he asked about how he can go about getting gigs. Now, me and Lloyd aren't necessarily the authorities on how to get gigs because we don't really gig.
Yeah, I
But
don't get it.
if anyone's listening and they've got some advice for someone who's literally just moved to London, please, please
Yeah.
go tell Nick or comment in the Facebook group so we can let Nick know.
Got an Instagram. I just found him at, it is Nick, just at Nick Magic. So
Yeah.
NICK Magic, one word.
Yeah. And Nick's a OG. He's been a day one listener.
What a legend. See, I always knew I liked Nick. It was always about Nick. Nick's my friend. I've just followed Nick on Instagram. So yeah, I don't gig. But I do know that the in Wales, I'm part of like the Welsh, the Cardiff Magic Society. And those guys are all in one big group chat. And what they tend to do is they are in a group, it seems like anyway, that
Yeah.
they will share gigs back and forth. I can't make this one, who wants to cover me? So maybe, Nick, it might just be worth trying to get into some group chats with other magicians. So I can see you go to the Magic Circle. Go to the Magic Circle. I'm guessing you're doing all this anyway. So it's kind of preaching to the converted, probably. But
Yeah.
it
And
seems like a lot of gigs just come from the natural sort of people, the natural
yeah.
way of people passing around for a lot of the
And
time.
Sage specifically for Craig Petty's put out a lot of videos to do with marketing yourself as a magician. And he
Yes.
is someone who I think anyone in the industry would consider an authority, considering the companies that he owns. He knows
Yeah,
how to get
go.
gigs.
Craig has put some, you're right, he's put some phenomenal videos out on getting gigs, on how to get gigs. So go and check out Craig Petty's Magic TV. And his Netrix is a great, he has a whole like courses on there
Yeah.
about specifically gigging in the UK and how to get
Yeah.
those gigs and those residencies.
Yeah. He uploaded the other day like an hour long video, which was a marketing specific kind of Zoom call that he had with some of the members in his Netrix. Super useful, some really cool information on there for people who are looking for gigs, looking to market themselves better. And it's definitely tough, especially if you've just moved to a new country, a big city.
Yeah.
People should go follow Nick because he's, if you look on the stories on his Instagram, he has some amazing performances.
Hell yeah. Well, on that note, I have to go and put my kid to bed.
Yeah.
This has by far been the best podcast ever. I feel like the trick is wicked. Like, I would perform the hell out of it. Again,
It's
I don't know if
magical.
anyone's ever created it before us. Please don't kill us if they have, but
Oh, God.
that felt really good.
Same, bro. Same. Well done.
Episode 28 in the bag. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next week, as always. I've been Lloyd.
I've been Jake. I always have been, and I still will be tomorrow.